Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in cyberspace and here. Let me start the video. There's a countdown. And I'll put up the study and we'll start. Well, Shabbat Shalom, we're one of Messiah congregation, Kahacha ben Mashiach. Just a little part of the congregation of Israel, Adat Israel. And today's God's holy Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, bless this reading today in Yeshua's name on your holy day. This is your day, Father. We're here to join you. May you be in the midst of us today. Bless this reading. Let us gain something out of it. Teach us something new that we didn't know. We give you the praise today and honor for forgiveness of sins and eternal life one day. We thank you, Father, for another Sabbath that we could join with you. In Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. There's my website, there's my phone number, and there's my email in case you want to contact me. Today we're in Franklin at Forest Crossing Boulevard. If you want to join us, there it is. Our 7-week journey again, Leviticus 23:15. He shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7 Sabbaths shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. Today is May the 23rd, 2026. God's calendar. We are now in the third month of God called Sivan, day 6. And that's found in Esther 8:9. This is the seventh Sabbath of the 7 Sabbaths we were told to count. Sivan 6. And today's topic is the seventh Sabbath. Deuteronomy 16. 7 weeks shall you number unto you, we're not counting Omers, begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as you begin to put the sickle to the corn. And you shall keep the feast of weeks unto Jehovah your God with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give unto Jehovah your God, according as Jehovah your God had blessed you. And you shall rejoice before Jehovah your God. Who? Well, you, your son, your daughter, and your manservant and your maidservant, and the Levite that is within your gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which Jehovah your God had chosen to place his name there. And you shall remember that you were a bondman. You were bondmen in Egypt. And you shall observe and do these statutes. So 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before Jehovah your God in the place which he shall choose. And that's in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Jehovah empty. So it's offering time tomorrow. The Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Deuteronomy 14. For you are a holy people unto Jehovah your God, and Jehovah had chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Amen. We thank God for that. Deuteronomy 26. And Jehovah had avouched you this day to be a peculiar people, as he had promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, which we do. Most of the world don't even know his commandments, but we keep them. Exodus 19. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Amen. Here's Peter, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Here's Paul talking to Titus, Yeshua, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. You are the temple of the living God and the light of the world. Amen. Yeshua said, Behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. In his Acts, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus. That means man of God, of all that Yeshua began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, said he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? That's all they were thinking about. He said unto them, It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Amen. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Yeshua, which is taken up for you, was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And they returned. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Lotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Yeshua and with his brethren. So we're talking about the Comforter today, the Comforter, Spirit of Truth. The Father and Yeshua are all one. Yeshua said, He that had seen me, Yeshua said, had seen the Father. That's right. Yeshua is the Word of God made flesh. This is Brother John. Yeshua said, If you love me, keep my commandments, which we do. And I'll pray the Father, And he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. That's Yeshua. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. And thank God for eternal life. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, this is not Judas Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Yeshua answered and said unto him, if a man will love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. The Father sent Yeshua. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace, shalom, I leave with you. My peace, shalom, I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto my Father. My Father is greater than I. This is when Yeshua was on the earth. And now I said, now I have told you that, told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter will I not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and had nothing in me. That's the devil. That the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Yeshua said, these things I command you, that you love one another. We do. If the world hates you, you know that it hates me before it hates you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. The Father sent the Son. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they have not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none of the men did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated me, both me and my Father. This comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law, the Torah. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. This is John. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. That happened to me one time. Yea, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does God service. These things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time is come, you may remember that I have told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him, the Father that sent me. And none of you ask me, where do you go? But because I said unto you these things, sorrow had filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. And if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go unto the Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Amen. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go unto the Father. The commandments of God are still applicable for today, and the baptism is still available for today. So in closing for now, tomorrow is the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, Feast of Harvest. It's always on a Sunday, Feast of Weeks, which will be Sivan 7. Thank you for joining us today. May God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Shabbat Shalom. So before I stop that, I'll stop the audio. Shabbat Shalom.